And now, Renee, what's the latest that we are hearing from London on the explosions that occurred there this morning?
Lynn, we will actually turn to a different sort of news on this explosion. Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security is responding to today's bomb attacks in London. Homeland Security officials are asking authorities in major U.S. cities for heightened vigilance at major transport systems. A spokesman for the department said there were no plans to raise the nation's threat level and no intelligence to suggest any such attack is planned in the United States. NPR's Pam Fessler joins us now. And Pam, how are U.S. officials responding in detail to today's attacks?
Well, as you mentioned, that they're not officially raising the terror alert level, but officials are, in fact, on a heightened state of alert. They are monitoring events both in London and also making sure that officials around the country, especially at public transit systems, are at a heightened state of vigilance. President Bush earlier today asked the department to contact state and local officials, public transit officials, and also people in the private sector to just let them know what the United States does know about what has happened in London, what steps are being taken. The biggest change people will see is that public transit systems in major urban areas will be heightened security, more armed guards, bomb-sniffing dogs, and also warning signs and messages asking people to be alert.
Well, as you said earlier today, also in Scotland, President Bush said in his reaction to these blasts that Homeland Security should be extra vigilant in the U.S. What impact, though, do London bombings have on our nation's security?
Well, obviously, there's always a concern that something similar could happen here, even if we don't have specific intelligence. Ever since 9/11, many measures have been put in place to make heightened security basically in place at all times. There are also systems that have been put in place since 9/11 where local officials, federal officials, state officials have better communications with each other. There are more operations, joint operations centers. All of them have gone into operation today, at least in Washington, D.C., and also probably in some of the major urban areas.
Authorities in New Jersey, yes, and in Chicago, they're upping security in those cities. New York City police have also been put on high alert. What security measures are typically put in place when security is stepped up? Will people in these cities be seeing lots more police?
Well, they will be seeing some more. I mean, obviously, places like New York City always have a very heightened police presence around public transit systems. There will be more of a police presence. And as I mentioned before, there were also this call for the public to be vigilant. Experts in Homeland Security have said repeatedly that there's only so much that people can do to secure public transit systems. They're so sprawling. Millions and millions of people use them every day. There's no way to monitor all the passengers and all the entry points without basically shutting down the system. So, in effect, officials are relying on people who might spot something suspicious, a package that's been left on a seat or in a major station, or somebody who looks very suspicious, maybe wearing a lot of extra clothing in a hot temperature. And they admit that there's only so much they can do. There were some attempts after the Madrid bombings to test the use of explosive detection portals at subway stations. There was a pilot project here in Washington, D.C., or outside Washington, D.C., but even then, officials admitted there was no way that they could use such equipment on a daily basis, that they might only be able to use it to screen passengers, maybe only a very selected occasions.
And what about the security alert system that we really early on after September 11th heard so much about? Will the department be raising the level of security alert?
Well, they said there's really no indication now that there's any need to do that. The purpose of that raising the alert system is if there is intelligence or some indication that an attack is either being planned or is in the works. Officials will also point out that over the past few years, security has been tightened so much in a lot of the most critical sites that, for all intents and purposes, we are at a heightened state of alert most times.
Pam Fessler. Thanks very much for talking with us. To recap some of today's big news, there has been a series of explosions on the public transport system in London. People say, police say that a number of people have been killed. There are no firm numbers on that, but at least 150 have been seriously injured. There were 6 bombings at 4 sites. British Prime Minister Tony Blair said that London had suffered a series of terrorist attacks. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Lynn Neary, I'm Renee Montagne.